In recent weeks, a large amount of water has been observed in the Kinnick construction-owned gravel pit along the Alleghenigik Lake Road, leading to speculation that the water table in the area has been breached. The company declined to answer questions on tape, but via email, the local superintendent, Troy Gray, confirmed that the water table has been breached, but added that the company's been monitoring the water table elevation all year, as well as turbidity since breaching. However, Gray claims the large amount of standing water in the pit is due to the rains the region has received this month. The prospect of the local water table being breached has resulted in concerns about possible impacts to the local water supply around the gravel pit. Gray confirms that Kinnick Construction has implemented a water monitoring program to see if they're impacting the water. He notes that so far the results have shown no impacts from construction. The company has three wells on the property that Gray says are drilled to similar depths as the adjacent property's wells. Gray asserts that the wells are being tested on a weekly basis, and he claims that should identify a problem long before it would impact area residents. At the last two Dillingham City Council meetings, concerns about the work in the Kinnick pit were raised. That resulted in a meeting last Wednesday between representatives of the city and Kinnick Construction. Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby was in the room. She admits the city was unaware that the work in the Kinnick gravel pit would include breaching the local water table.
Which obviously is why the baling / dredging surprised us. None of us knew that was planned. Although Kinnick, certainly in our meeting with him, described that that was their plan all along. They had known that they were going to be baling in there. Whether any of the agencies knew, I don't know.
It appears that it's legal for Kinnick Construction to dig for gravel in the local water table, but the practice is often discouraged. The Best Practices Manual, distributed by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, notes that in general it's recommended that mines maintain a minimum of 4 feet between gravel mining and the seasonal high water table. Gravel mines are not regulated by the city of Dillingham, and it appears that Kinnick Construction has all of the necessary operating permits from DEC and the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. Mayor Ruby says the city will continue to communicate with Kinnick Construction about the concerns being raised by local residents and members of the city council.
The second thing we're going to do is just to continue looking at what our role is in the state regulations. We're just not sure. It's just so complex. And then obviously the council will look at what the Planning Commission is recommending for sort of the future. So the city plans to stay very engaged in this and just figure out where we can influence and then try to do that if we can.
Last Tuesday, the Dillingham Planning Commission approved a resolution recommending adoption of necessary changes to the city code to address the development of mineral sites in Dillingham. The Planning Commission notes that the development of such sites can impact view sheds and raise issues of noise, dust, potential harm to local wells and nearby streams. Currently, Kinnick Construction plans to continue work in the gravel pit along the Alleghenigik Lake Road 24 hours a day for about 3 more weeks. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.